Welcome to the Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford, the pastor of poetry. And we give God the glory, we give God the honor, and we give God the praise. And I praise God this morning because the storm is passing over. And the message that I have to share with you today is eloquently speaking about making oaths and doing things to please people that create a storm for you when you do things that you know is wrong, but you do it anyway. And you say something that you know is wrong, and it creates a storm for you. Are you in a storm today? Storms come in and out of our lives for many, many reasons. Sometimes a storm is created because of our disobedience. Sometimes a storm is created because it's just a part of our process of being processed. Now, I want to share the story of King Herod. So I'm going to ask you to go with me to Matthew's, the 14th chapter, the 1st through the 12th verses. And it says, at that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard of the fame of Jesus and said unto his servants, this is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him, put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John said unto him, it is not lawful for thee to have her. And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod, whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she would ask. And she, being before instructed of her mother, said, give me here John Baptist's head in a charger. And the king was sorry, nevertheless, for the oak's sake, and them which sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given her. And he sent and beheaded John in the prison. And his head was brought in a charger and given to the damsel. And she brought it to her mother. And verse 12 says, and his disciples came and took up the body and buried it and went and told Jesus. So I have just read the first 12 verses of Matthew's, the 14th chapter. And if you look at the picture, you will see the storm, the effects of the storm, and how it damaged the beachfront properties. The sand, the water, everything is like dark and murky. But after the storm, you see that the water is clear. All of the dirt and the debris has been removed, and the sand, everything is just restored. So after the storm, waste places are restored. And in this message, restoration is going to take place. And I thank God for this message that he gave me to share today, which I'm going to elaborate on the main characters in this text, which are Herod, John the Baptist, Herodias, and her daughter Salome, whom her mother used to destroy John the Baptist by having him beheaded. So why did Herodias want John the Baptist's head on a platter? Well, let's go back to verses 3 and 4. For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John said unto him, it is not lawful for thee to have her. Now, King Herod was committing adultery by sleeping with his brother's wife. So it's safe to say here that when you commit adultery, you create your own storm, because God said, do not commit adultery. So here, Herod was sleeping with his brother's wife. And when John the Baptist warned him, Herod, the Bible tells us in verse 5, that when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude because they counted him a prophet. But now he made an oath to Herodias' daughter that was instructed by her mother to ask for John the Baptist's head on a platter. So now Herod has a decision to make. And I want us to take a closer look at what is really going on in this story, because Herod was a coward. Herod was a people pleaser. And Herodias, she wasn't a vindictive, angry, and evil woman that used her daughter to have John the Baptist murdered for speaking the truth in love. So the reason that I'm presenting this message today, because many men are caught up in a storm because they sleeping with another man's wife. Now, some men that are not aware of what is happening or aware of the consequences of their actions, and they don't understand why they are in a storm. And there are some end time spirits that have been released against men in this hour. And there are some end time spirits, some temptresses that have been set on assignment against male pastors. They are also sent against female pastors. But today, this message is about men and male pastors. So I have a few questions to present to you. How do you speak for God? Do you speak what he tells you to? Do you speak what you want to? Or do you speak what the people want you to? When you know that you are out of order and you know that you are wrong about something, do you speak it anyway? Do you do it anyway? You see, King Herod knew that what was requested of him was wrong. But he did the wrong thing for the wrong reasons. He feared the people versus fearing God. Are you in a storm today for coming into agreement with what somebody else wanted you to do, and you made an oath and you did not do the right thing? How do you respond when you realize that what you did or what you said created a storm for you and those connected to you regarding what you did? Do you humble yourself? Do you repent? Do you submit to the biblical authority of God's word? Or do you get puffed up with pride, anger, malice, and have people killed like Herodias did? Herodias' daughter, Salome, was a temptress. Now, a temptress is a woman who tempts someone to do something, and typically, it's a sexually attractive woman who sets out to allure or to seduce someone. Now, many times you hear me say that this is eloquently speaking the pastor of poetry, and with these series lately, I've been sharing poetry that's related to the messages that God gives me to share. So I'm going to share a poem entitled Eloquently Speaking About Liquid Lies, and this so lined up with this message today. So, violently attacking me, always disagreeing with the truth of who I am. Vehemently pouncing. Remember, we're talking about storms. So vehemently pouncing, hitting, striking, and tackling me. always putting me down, overly criticizing me, condemning and infecting me with venomous words like a viper, despicable words filled with disdain, perfectly aimed like a sniper, killing me softly, erasing the truth, deprogramming and blocking me. Liquid lies come to kill, steal, and to destroy. But you don't have to listen to liquid lies anymore. The choice is yours, because I'm laying the cards out on the table. Believe me, you are more than able. So the next time that you hear liquid lies, knock, knock, knocking at your door, be strong and of good courage and say no. Embrace the truth and reject liquid lies, especially the ones that stream from her eyes. You see, liquid lies was seducing you, enticing and hoodwinking you to do all the things that her sugar daddy used to do. Messed up by the hookup. Now it's time for you to look up. Stand up tall. Brush the dust off. Stay out of liquid lies bed and start thinking with your right head. It is for freedom that you have been set free to be the man that you were meant to be. And the name of that piece is entitled Liquid Lies. And it is time to stop listening to the lies of the enemy. It is time to line up with the word of God. So this is not a message about condemnation. This is not a message to make anybody feel bad. But if you are a man that are actively engaged in an adulterous relationship, I exhort you today to get out of liquid lies bed. You have created a storm in your life. You have created a storm in her life or his life, whichever way it goes. If you are sleeping with someone outside of your marriage, you are committing adultery. It goes against God's word, and it causes many, many storms. And this message is shedding light on what happened to John the Baptist, who was totally innocent, who only spoke the truth in love and warned King Herod that the relationship he was in with Herodias, it was not right. So Herodias, angry and vindictive, she asked for John the Baptist's head on a platter. So it's safe to say that when you commit adultery and you are hooked up, you are messed up by the hookup, you will become an accomplice in an evil activity. And I'm not going to say murder at this time, because I don't know if you murdered anybody like King Herod did. And prayerfully, you did not. But it is safe to say that something is affected by the behavior of disobeying God and being in an adulterous relationship. So let's take a look at verse 6 in Matthew 14. But when Herod's birthday was kept, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod, whereupon he promised with an oath to give her whatsoever she would ask. Now, remember, she was a temptress and she was given an assignment from her mother to ask for John the Baptist's head on a charger. Now, right here, we have the danger of making rash oaths. And in the next verse, we learn how this conspiracy against John the Baptist unfolds, because Herodias prepared her daughter way in advance before she danced to ask for John the Baptist's head on the charger. Now, the only thing, King Herod did not know. He was not aware of what Herodias was doing or what she asked her daughter to do. So in verse 8, it says, and she, being before instructed of her mother, and is talking about Salome now, the daughter, said, give me here John the Baptist's head on a charger. So now we see the rewards of evil for doing good. You see, John didn't do anything wrong. He simply spoke the truth in love. And he warned Herod that it was unlawful for him to be with Herodias. So Herodias, filled with anger and bitterness, you know, is nothing like the wrath of a woman, and especially a vindictive woman. Herodias was very, very vindictive. And she desired to silence the prophet of God, using her daughter to perform a provocative and seductive dance that aroused Herod so much that he made a big mistake in telling Salome that she could have whatever she wanted. So, eloquently speaking about the entrapment, I love God's word. In verse 9, in Matthew 14, it says, "And the king was sorry, nevertheless, for the oak's sake and them which sat with him at meat, he commanded it to be given her." So right here, that's why I said the dangers of making oaths. We have to be aware of who we come in agreement with, who we make contracts with, who we make oaths with. King Herod knew he was wrong at this point, but he was too ashamed to do the right thing. And he went along with the request of Salome, Herodias' daughter, which was actually his niece, that was gyrating and doing this provocative dance in front of him that aroused him so much that he said, "Okay, I'm going to honor my word and give her what she wanted." So this was entrapment. Why did he do that? Why did King Herod fear man versus fearing God? And it's simple. He was henpecked. He was a coward. He lacked courage. And he was a puppet in Herodias and Salome's hands. He desired to please people versus pleasing God. And he was controlled. He was intimidated and manipulated by Herodias and her daughter Salome. So much so that he did something that he didn't want to do, and he gave permission to have John the Baptist's head cut off. So right here, I gave you some of the characteristics of the spirit of a temptress. A temptress is controlling, intimidating, and manipulative, and they know how to get what they want. Herodias trained her daughter, taught her how to be a temptress, taught her how to be a seductress, taught her how to do this provocative sexual dance, and influence her uncle to give her what she asked for because he made a very rash oath. So, who is influencing you today? Who are you receiving instructions from? Who is dancing for you today? Who's seducing and luring you into their conspiracy to kill somebody for speaking the truth in love? Now, I'm going to say that again. Who's seducing and luring you into their conspiracy to kill somebody for speaking the truth in love? What are you teaching your daughters? And how are you instructing them to use their talents and gifts? I might be stepping on some toes, but that's okay. It might be tight, but it's right. And this message is truly to prick the hearts of God's people to repent and turn from their wicked ways and do the right thing. Many people want the storm to be over, but you don't want to line up with the word of God. God is not going to bless our mess. And I say our mess because I'm included with that. Unless you have been in a storm and humbled yourself before God and learned your lesson, guess what? You're going to keep repeating it until you pass your test. Now, the spirit of Salome, the spirit of Herodias, the spirit of the temptress is loose and on assignment to distract you and get you off track. But this message is also exposing the works of the enemy with how our little girls are being trained at young ages, because what happened back in this story in the Bible days is still happening today. So I have a couple of questions for the mothers and for the fathers. How many little girls are being instructed by their mothers to dance for their male friends? Or how many little girls are being instructed by their fathers to dance for their male friends? How many little girls are being sold into a life of prostitution? How many little girls are learning how to use their bodies to get what they want by their mothers? That in after they learn what they learn, they send them out on an assignment. The devil is a liar. So I want to ask everyone listening to join me in prayer and to come against the spirit of human trafficking and prostitution of our young girls. So in Matthew 8:14 and verse 8, it says, "And she, being instructed of her mother, said, 'Give me here John the Baptist's head in the charger,'" which is a platter. So surely these are praying times. And I take this opportunity to lift our men in prayer. And I thank God for removing the scales from their eyes and allowing them to see the truth that will set them free. Now, oftentimes the spirit of Herodias and Salome and the temptress, is undercover. It's very deceptive. And a lot of times people will get messed up by the hookup because they just don't know and don't pay attention. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was sharing about Samson. And Samson, you know, he lost his power, his authority, because he gave up his secrets to a seductress called Delilah. Delilah was a prostitute sent on assignment by the Philistines to learn his secrets so that the Philistines could defeat him. And here today we have Herodias, who was the sister-in-law of King Herod, that sent her daughter on assignment, just like Delilah was sent on assignment by the Philistines to kill a man of God named John the Baptist and ask for his head on a platter. So is it worth it to disobey God and do something that you know is wrong because you want to satisfy and please the people? Pause and think about that, because temporary pleasures have hidden price tags. And the hidden price tag for John the Baptist was speaking the truth. You see, his desire was to please God. His desire was to be obedient and warn King Herod. And guess what? All King Herod had to do was repent and turn from his wicked ways. Sometimes we are in a situation and we have to make a choice. We have to make a decision to do the right thing and please God. And when we make the decision to please God, guess what? People are not going to be happy with you. People are going to hate on you. People are going to try and persecute and assassinate you. But God said that no weapons formed against you shall prosper. So are you going to fear God or are you going to fear man? Because let me tell you something, either way, you're going to end up in a storm. Because when you make your decision to please God and to serve God, you're going to enter into a whole nother level of warfare. And rest assured that God got you, because he said, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." God got your back. When you in a storm and you in the middle of God's will, you in the safest place you could ever be. But when you want to walk in disobedience and do what you want to do and you end up in a storm because you rebelled against God, guess what? God is not obligated to back you up. God is not obligated to hide you under the shadow of his wings. And truth be told, if you rebel and go against what God said, you don't even want to be under his shadow. And the truth is that you moved away from God. Now, there are some people, there are some men that have blatantly walked away from God because of a temptress. They went after her. Now, I'm not talking about those men right now, although they are in the category for prayer. But I'm talking about the true men of God that have been seduced, that has been entrapped, that this spirit, and this is an end time wicked spirit that's being sent against the true men of God because it simply wants to steal your glory. It simply wants to steal your testimony. It wants to steal your voice, steal your power, and steal your God-ordained authority. Now, why does the enemy want to do this to you? Well, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon you because the Lord has anointed you to bind the brokenhearted. What has God given you to do? Whatever God has ordained you to do, the enemy does not want you to do it. So this spirit, this temptress, this harlotry, the spirit of harlotry, the spirit of whoredoms, and the spirit of perversion is running rampant in the body of Christ. But these three things are affecting many relationships. Many men are being deceived, manipulated, and intimidated, and find themselves in a situation where they say, I don't know how I got here. And today is quite simple. 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sins, and I will heal their land. God wants to heal your land today. So I prayed before I came on this broadcast, and the prayer focus today is for men, but it's also for pastors. And I'm going to be praying for pastors for quite some time until God tells me differently. Now, I want to highlight male pastors that are anointed, they are anointed and they are on Satan's hit list to be attacked by the spirit of Herodias and her daughter Salome. So if you are not familiar with Salome, let me give you a little bit of background, okay? Salome was a temptress, and she was taught and trained by her mother, Herodias, to perform a very seductive and provocative dance before King Herod, so that King Herod would be so bewitched, pleased, excited, and eager to honor his oath and give Salome whatever she wanted. But unknown to King Herod, his sister-in-law, who was having an adulterous relationship with him, instructed her daughter to ask for John the Baptist's head on a charger. So pause and think about that. And if you just tuned in, our foundational scripture today is found in Matthew's the 14th chapter. So going back to Matthew 14:5, let's learn why Herodias put a hit on John the Baptist. And I pray that you are getting something out of this message. Now, Matthew 14:5-6, for John said unto him, it is not lawful for thee to have her. This is John the Baptist telling King Herod that it was not lawful to him to have a sexual relationship with his brother's wife, Herodias. And when he would have put him to death, he feared the multitude because they counted him as a prophet. So at one point, King Herod didn't want to kill John the Baptist because he feared the people. But now, after Herodias' daughter danced this provocative sexual dance before him, and he didn't want to look bad in front of his guests, he chose to honor the request. And John the Baptist was beheaded. So King Herod didn't even like what John the Baptist said to him and chose not to kill him because he was scared of those that loved and supported John the Baptist. However, stay with me because we're going somewhere. King Herod operated in the Ahab spirit. So earlier when I was saying he was a coward and that he was henpecked, I wasn't just saying that, and I'm not like, it is what it is. He didn't stand up and do what he was supposed to do as the king, but he was a coward and he was henpecked. Now, the spirit of Jezebel is a very, very controlling spirit. It's a very manipulative spirit and it's very territorial. So although Herodias was a temptress, she also displayed some of the characteristics of the spirit of Jezebel. And so did her daughter Herodias. Now, many people think the spirit of Jezebel is this woman that dresses in the red dress that goes around seducing people. And that's why so many people get deceived. Now, the spirit of Jezebel, it can operate in the female as well as a male. And this spirit can transform and it just does so much stuff. But it specializes in causing division and separation. And it is very, very deceptive. So here with Jezebel married King Ahab. And King Ahab, he let her do everything that she wanted to do. And she basically ran the kingdom. So here we have King Herod. He was letting Herodias do what she wanted to do. And she wasn't even his wife. It was his sister-in-law that was married to his brother. But because of their sexual relationship, now stay with me here, because you see, a soul tie was formed. And through the sexual soul tie, Herodias gained control over King Herod. So King Herod did whatever. It was like he was her puppet. And he did everything that she wanted him to do. Now, King Herod operated in the Ahab spirit, and he was henpecked, and he was a coward. He was so seduced by Herodias and her daughter Salome. Now, Salome, he didn't sleep with her. All Salome did was this provocative dance that she learned from her mother. But her mother passed on all of those characteristics to her daughter. And actually, she was using her as a prostitute to get what she wanted. And there's an old song in the world, and it says, you got to use what you got to get what you want. And sometimes we need to be aware of the tactics of the enemy, because the enemy is coming strong in this hour. And if you are a man that are trying your best to do what God is calling you to do, and you are struggling with the spirit of lust, if you are facing some temptations that are coming your way, you are listening to this message because God wants you to know it's time to stop, drop, and pray. When there was a fire drill when we was in school, we learned how to stop, drop, and roll. But no, today you need to stop, drop, and you need to pray, and you need to pay attention to those warning signs. You've been feeling uneasy in your spirit. You've been getting a tightness in your chest. And although you kind of attracted to this woman, and some of these pastors, there are homosexual men that are also sent on assignment against you because their desire is to see if they could pull you to the other side. They on the down low. But we talking about the spirit of lust. We talking about the spirit of perversion, the spirit of harlotry, and the spirit of whoredoms. So guard your heart and stop ignoring what you see. Stop ignoring what you hear, because the Holy Ghost is warning you. That is a warning sign. Now, Salome, the King Herod was seduced by Herodias and her daughter Salome. And he was reluctant to have John the Baptist's head cut off, but he did it. So it really was Herodias' request that was honored and not the daughter. Because undercover, Herodias, she asked for John the Baptist's head to be given to her on a platter. So I'm going to end the message right here. But I'm going to go into prayer, and I pray that this message has been a blessing to you. Please reach out, ask any questions you might have. If you have a prayer request, I'm here for prayer as well. And after the storm, waste places are restored. So if you have ever in your life committed adultery, I simply want to ask you to, and you may have repented already, but earlier I was talking about the soul ties that were formed. Whenever we are in a sexual relationship with someone, a soul tie is formed. And last week I talked about healthy soul ties and I talked about unhealthy soul ties. Now, the healthy soul tie that happens between a man and a woman in the ordained relationship by God. Now, sometimes you can marry outside of God's will and you still will be in a healthy soul tie, but you'll be married to the wrong person. And today we have many men that are married to Leah that are looking for Rachel because you didn't wait on God's perfect timing. And then some of you were tricked into your marriage. But the bottom line is there are some soul ties that need to be broken. So any time in your life, if you've been in an adulterous relationship, I want you to repent today and I want you to ask God to disconnect you in the second heaven from everything associated with that person that you were connected to sexually and emotionally and mentally, so that this spirit will no longer have control over you. Now, for those that are not committing adultery or never committed adultery, but you actively participating in fornication, or you fornicated at one time in your life and you didn't break the soul tie, some of us, we simply don't know to do these things. Follow the same instructions. Repent, ask God to forgive you, ask God to destroy the soul ties that were created. Because Salome was controlled and manipulated by her mother. And Salome wasn't even aware that there was a soul tie that was there. So a soul tie is not only formed through sexual intercourse. Soul ties can be formed through control, manipulation, deception, and witchcraft. There are some people that are in unauthorized relationships, and there are some people that are in unauthorized marriages because of demonic soul ties, because of witchcraft, because you hooked up with the wrong person. And that's a lot of times you'll hear me say messed up by the hookup. That's a message that God gave me a couple of years ago. And to be honest, I've been given this warning for a long time and people are not listening. And I really don't care about that. I'm going to continue to do what God tells me to do. But I do care about your soul. I do care that some of you are struggling unnecessarily because you are not aware of what happened to you. You are not aware of what it's going to take to get out of these relationships where you are being controlled and manipulated. Now, the Holy Spirit was highlighting some very, very excellent prayer directives throughout this message. Now, Herodias, she controlled and she manipulated her daughter. So for all of the mothers out here that are controlling and manipulating your daughters and teaching them how to be seductress and temptresses, you are going to answer to God for that. But I pray that you will humble yourself and you will repent. And that soul tie will be broken. And if it's a daughter that is listening, that you can go to God and you can let God know how you feel. Because sometimes we just know something is wrong. And going back to the message, King Herod, he knew that something was wrong. He knew what he was about to do was wrong, but he did the wrong thing for the wrong reasons, to satisfy a temptress that was controlling and manipulating him. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I come before you this morning with a heart full of thanksgiving and praise. And I praise you, God. I magnify you and I glorify you. I exalt you and I extol you. Father, I thank you that after the storm, that the waste places are restored. And I thank you that many people are in a storm today for many reasons. And I thank you that you know why they are in the storm that they are in, because you are El Roi. You are the God that sees us. You see everything that we do. And Father, you see the hearts of those that are listening to this message. And I know already that you sent forth a spirit of conviction. And I thank you that the hearts are being pricked and the hearts are being convicted. And I call forth a spirit of repentance. And as we repent today, oh God, we thank you for forgiving us. We thank you, Father, for restoring us. We thank you for teaching us the lessons that we need to learn while we are in the midst of the storm. Father, I pray this prayer in the power of the Holy Ghost, standing on your word in Isaiah, the 61st chapter, in the first verse. And I'm asking you to open the prison doors that will release men today. I'm asking you to open the prison doors that had them entrapped and ensnared by the seductive tactics of the temptress in their lives. Father, you said that when I call unto you, that you would answer me and that you would show me great and mighty things. And I take you at your word today. And I call on you this morning to expose every Jezebel spirit, the spirit of Delilah, the spirit of Herodias, and the spirit of Salome in the name of Jesus. And I bind the spirit of perversion. I bind the spirit of harlotry. I bind the spirit of manipulation and intimidation and the spirit of whoredoms, and I loose your Holy Spirit. I loose the fruit of the Spirit. I loose the spirit of holiness. Father, I bind the spirit of lust. Based on your word in Matthew 18:18, you said that if we bind in whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So I bind the spirit of lust. I bind the spirit of perversion. I bind the spirit of whoredoms, and I loose the spirit of holiness, of purity, of temperance, of self-control. And I thank you for breaking and severing the illegal soul ties that have formed between your men and these evil women with their ulterior motives. Father, expose their intentions. Let them make a mistake today, God. Before 12 o'clock midnight, let these temptresses make a serious mistake that will expose who they are, that will expose the conspiracy. And if any of them has been sent on an assignment like Delilah that took money from the Philistines, expose it, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, there are evil and seductive, controlling women that have been sent on assignment to thwart your plans. For these men that you have called, these men that you have chosen, these men that have been targeted and are preparing to be targeted because they're making up in their mind right now to turn back to you with their whole heart. Now, God, I cover them with the blood of Jesus from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. And as they turn back to you, oh God, I decree your word in Psalms 91. And I thank you for overshadowing them, oh God. I thank you for hiding them safe under your shadows, under your wings, where your truth is their shield and their buckler. Now, Father, I'm asking that you would expose the works of the enemy. Everything that they see that you've been showing them, but they've been doubting you. I rebuke the spirit of doubt and unbelief, and I render you powerless. Stir up the prophetic gifts inside of them, and I pray in the name of Jesus that you will strengthen their discernment, oh God. Rabashata Rabasi Rikanda Rabashata. Strengthen their discernment, God, like never before. Let them discern these evil spirits in operation. Let them see the enemy, oh God, from afar before they even get close to them. And I cancel every assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for opening the prison doors. I thank you, oh God, for setting the captives free. I thank you for releasing a fresh anointing upon your men right now in the name of Jesus. And God, I even pray that you will release a spirit of conviction upon the seductress, the temptress, the prostitutes that are being used as a pawn by Satan in this plan to assassinate your men. And I pray, Father God, that as you remove the scales from their eyes, that they also will repent and they will turn their lives over to you, God. Some of them have strayed and walk away from you because they got introduced to something that, God, they didn't even know they was getting into because of deception, control, manipulation, and witchcraft. And so I thank you for exposing the works of the enemy. Now I command every negative seed that was planted, every negative word that has been spoken against their lives, Father God, the men and the women, I thank you for every curse that was spoken to kill, to steal, and to destroy, oh God. I command it to wither and die by the blood and fire of God. And I call forth the word of God that has been spoken over your men's life. And I decree that they shall live and not die a premature death because they was messed up by the hookup, God. I thank you today, God, that nobody's head is going to be cut off. I thank you today, God, that nobody is going to be murdered because I bind the spirit of murder and I loose resurrection life and I loose resurrection power. And I thank you right now, God, for resurrecting your people for such a time as this. Be glorified. Be exalted. Confirm this word, God. Move by your spirit, God. Do what you want to do, God. Have your way, God, in the lives of your people. I thank you for tearing down walls right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that as I praise you in this prayer, that you are sending ambushments against the enemy. I thank you right now, God, that the enemy is turning his back against those that they've been conspiring against, and their plans will not work. Their plans will not prosper. And I thank you right now, God, that you're going to show yourself mighty as Jehovah Gabor, the God of battle. And I give you the honor. I give you the glory. Hallelujah. And I give you the praise. In Jesus' name, I seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ, setting up perimeters that the enemy cannot and will not cross. And I serve you, God, and I love you and I adore you. Thank you for this message. Thank you that the storm is passing over. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for restoring the waste places. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Stacy Lunsford, and you are listening to the Heartbeat of God, and I pray that you were blessed by this message. Continue to pray for men and continue to pray for pastors that have been set up by the enemy to be messed up by the hookup. Don't talk about them. Don't criticize them. Don't ostracize them and don't reject them. They need to be restored in love. Are we not ministers of reconciliation? Let's pray for our pastors and intercessors. Get on the wall and stay on the wall. Our spiritual leaders, they need our prayers. So God bless you and have a wonderful day.